This is Upstate's HealthLink on air, Linda Cohen along with you. In the past, neurosurgical treatments for brain tumors and epilepsy in children required painstaking and challenging surgeries that often ran the risk of damaging healthy brain tissue in the process. Well, here to tell us about an exciting new minimally invasive treatment option is Dr. Sulma Tovar-Spinoza, the Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Spinoza. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you've been involved in this new approach to treating brain tumors and epilepsy. Tell us about it.
Well, as I mentioned before, neurosurgery keeps progressing to try to do more with less. And we develop new techniques to try to address brain lesions without having the complexity of open surgeries. And I think that's where medicine is trying to go these days.
Not just in the brain, but all over.
All over, yes.
So tell us, what are the types of tumors or epilepsy that you have been treating?
So certain patients have lesions on the brain that are very deep or are located in areas of the brain with getting access by open surgery is very complex and risky. So we try to find different pathways to get into these lesions without putting the patient at the risk of having any comorbidities or any deficits after the procedures.
So when you talk about comorbidities or deficits, you're really talking about unnecessarily damaging brain tissue
just by getting into the lesion or treating these lesions.
So what exactly is involved? I mean, what are you doing?
Okay, so let's figure out that you have a head, and in the middle of the head you have a lesion, right?
The lesion is a tumor in this case.
Yeah, lesion can be a tumor or can be any type of lesion that produces seizures. And remember, tumors can be good and bad tumors. We have a wide variety of these. But if you have a lesion or a tumor or any other type of lesions in the middle of the brain, and you need to approach them, with this new laser ablation technique, what you do is that you just make a little tiny opening in the skull that is actually 3 millimeters, and you introduce a laser that is 1 millimeter wide, get into the lesion, and then you take the patient to the MRI suite and you ablate, which means destroy the lesion under direct vision on the MRI suite.
So in other words, the MRI are your eyes or help you. They guide you so that you can then position the laser exactly where you want it. Laser is just a light beam, am I correct? A high-frequency light beam.
It's a light-frequency light beam that is going to hit the lesion, and then when they hit it, they destroy the proteins, destroy the cells. But you can do this under a controlled environment, and that's what the MRI gives you, the direct vision to make a perfect planning where you are going to protect the brain that you want to protect, and you're going to destroy the lesion that you want to destroy.
So you said earlier they're good and bad tumors. Explain that.
Yeah, so not all the tumors are malignant, but there are benign tumors that are located in bad locations that can act as malignant tumors. For example, tumors on the brainstem. And remember, the brainstem is just this bridge that communicates the brain with the rest of our bodies. And many vital functions are located there. So if you have a tumor there, it's very difficult or very challenging to get through these tumors by surgery.
Without destroying other
functions of exposing the patients to several risks. Even that the tumor is benign just because of the location, we say, this is a very high-risk tumor, a very high-risk surgery.
So who generally are the patients that you see? I mean, who gets these kinds of tumors? Are we talking adults as well as children or largely children?
This technology was actually first checked on patients, adults with malignant tumors that were resistant to chemotherapy and radiotherapy and many other treatments. And then we started to treat these patients. And when I say we was the pioneers on this technology, under these patients that had no other options. And then we started to learn that this technology is helping them.
Then, so it was superior even to doing the chemo or radiation. This was a superior treatment.
It's an adjuvant treatment. This series and the results are coming out at this point. I mean, again, this is an emerging technology. And we are happy to say that we are one of the pioneers in the world using this technology for pediatric patients.
So Golisano Children's Hospital right here in Upstate is one of the pioneers using it.
Yes, and we are one of the pioneers developing protocols for patients, pediatric patients with brain tumors and with epilepsy.
Wow. So help us understand, give us an example of you found this tumor through an MRI or something of that nature. You make this, decision that you're going to ablate it or burn it out, so to speak, using the laser. And you then, I mean, are all patients equally good candidates for this kind of work, first of all?
And that's part of the learning curve of this technology, right? Initially, we'll say, as we mentioned before, that only patients that have failed other treatments were candidates for that. Now we are learning, and we have learned in Upstate that by doing patients, even as the first line of treatment, this is an optimal option.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here along with neurosurgeon Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza, and we're talking about MRI-guided laser surgery. Well, it sounds almost like space age. I mean, it sounds such a miracle to be able to avoid, first of all, a whole craniotomy, removing half the skull to be able to get into the brain, and then all of the dangers of infection and potential issues with healing afterwards.
And the length of a stay in the hospital, because patients will bring the patients to the procedure and they usually can go home the next day.
Wow.
And instead of having an open, having an open surgery and being in the hospital for 4 or 5 days and then going to rehab. Certainly there is always a risk of doing any single procedure on the brain, but we have been learning that this minimal invasive option actually reduces all these risks.
How long does it usually take?
It depends on the difficulty of the lesion. Patients with brain tumors usually is a straightforward one laser, 6 hours procedure, because it combines the time in the OR and the time in the MRI. But hopefully with the new cancer center next year, we will have an intraoperative MRI where that will optimize our timing.
Which means the MRI will be
located right there in the operating room. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about having our own cancer center. But in patients with epilepsy, for example, which is another population that we are addressing, that where we are really, really the pioneers in the world, we have sometimes to put 2 or 3 lasers depending on the areas of the brain that we need to ablate for patients that are having seizures.
So help me understand. Epilepsy is usually caused by some lesion in the brain that then it kind of sends off some kind of irregular electromagnetic.
It's a mismatch on the electric communication between the neurons in the brain. Okay, we classically said that if you can point by all the pre-seizure evaluation where the place of the brain where the seizures are coming from, you can treat it surgically.
So if you can find the spot, you can eradicate it.
Yes. But before this, we were doing open surgeries. And certainly there is a classification on which patient is really the real candidate for this. But we were doing extremely complex surgeries. The patients will sometimes require 2 surgeries during 1 week and long stays in the intensive care plus the time of rehab. Now we are doing patients as complex as tuberous sclerosis patients. And this is where we are the only ones in the world doing this.
Help me understand that. Tuberous sclerosis?
Tuberous sclerosis is a genetic condition when the patients are born actually with many brain tumors.
Oh,
but these tumors are benign, but these patients will develop intractable seizures.
As a result of having
all
those?
As a result of this. So the open surgery for this will include bringing the patient to the hospital, doing one procedure, putting actually electrodes on the brain of the patient, close the patient, have monitoring the brain waves for several days, try to figure out which one of these tumors were the more active because they rotate.
Wow, that's so complex.
Yeah. And then do surgery and then do it everything all over again. What we are doing now this is something that Dr. Ekşioğlu, the director of pediatric neurology, and myself have developed, is a protocol where we actually evaluate the patient. We address minimally invasive with laser the tumors that are causing the seizures. We do an immediate post-ablation EEG to see how things are looking, and then we do all over again 2 months later. until we find that the patient is under seizure control and or the seizures are disappearing.
So by doing multiple laser procedures, you can eradicate the basically.
And that's what we are learning. So you can we are the only ones it. In the world doing that, wow. And we have done 3 patients. And the most, and I mentioned that on that video in YouTube, where I showed the technique of how to do this procedure in the Upstate video YouTube page, is that the most nice results is actually see how the patients improve on behavior and neurocognitive issues.
So they can keep learning and growing where the seizures would have interrupted that. So that's amazing, amazing. So you are hoping eventually that this will be something that could maybe even be done on an outpatient or in day-long surgery kind of center?
I think as we learn more about these procedures and the roundtables that we have nationally, the handful of hospitals that we are doing this technology, we learn that the procedure is safe. And just because we are pediatrics, probably we are more overprotective with our patients. But certainly in the adult world, these patients are being treated as an outpatient and even under local anesthesia, not under general anesthesia.
Wow. Well, that is really remarkable. I mean, this really feels space age to me. Like
it
we're
is.
Really
it,
on the
it,
cutting
it is,
edge.
It's very exciting. Again, this is a novel technology, and we are one of the centers developing this. But certainly we are starting to publish our results on medical journals. And we have been worldwide recognized as one of the pioneers and the experts on this area.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing all this incredible information with us. It's very hopeful, especially for these young children who've been suffering with intractable epilepsy, whose learning has been impaired and their ability to develop normally, now have some real hope. And so I'm thrilled. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
My guest has been Dr. Zulma Tovar-Spinoza, Director of Pediatric Neurosurgery at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.